hello, my friends, is at Game Fix. It's-a me, Mario. Woo-hoo.
Hey, it's Frank Grillo.
This is Roger Clark.
This is Master Daniel Piscina.
This is Lucy Pohl.
This is John St. John.
You're listening to my favorite,
the Game Fix Podcast.
Game Fix Show.
The Game Fix Show. Yeah, them boys, they're pretty funny.
I think right now in this world, it's all about the crossovers.
We are there. This is happening. This is the next step. I'm telling you right now, man.
It's that wait and attack pattern where they give you an opening and then you have to strike them, knock them down like, I don't know, two or three times, and then you defeat them.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go crazy! Crazy!
Welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Mike.
Yes, Verlaine is on a little family vacation this week, so best wishes to him and his family. I'm not sure, why not? So please, if you will, check out our website. You can find out more stuff about the Game Fix Show at GameFixShow.com. That's right. It's easy as that. You can actually see our social medias right there at the top right-hand corner. You can also listen to our current podcast right there on the page. So you don't even need to download it, but we'd rather you download it, of course. So, yeah. You know what? I'm going to redact that. Don't just listen to it. Download it. but yeah, GameFixShow.com. That's the spot. That's where we always direct you guys. And we appreciate every listener. We appreciate everybody that has supported the show over the years. Yeah, we've been doing this show for almost 8 years now. Mike, you've been on the show for like, a little over a year now, I think? Something like that? You have made the show better. There's no doubt about it. Everyone agrees. Nine out of 10 doctors agree or something like that. I don't even know.
So, it's that one doctor that always cuts
damn
my
doctor.
Legs off.
Like, what is that one doctor doing? You know, it's like two out of three doctors approve or whatever. Like, what is the one doctor like? Oh, I don't like this toothpaste or whatever.
It's like people that always like, well, it's like, you know, they worry about the majority decision, yeah. Like having money funneled to them. Who's in the ear of that one guy?
One doctor. Like, what is he doing? It doesn't matter. It's like Dr. Giggles. Remember that movie? That was a weird movie. Yeah, exactly.
Love it. Robert
Zadar. Totally. All right. So, but we got to get to a bunch of stuff as we normally do. You know, there is we've gotten a little bit of closure as far as the GTA leaker. The GTA 6 hacker, I don't even know what you want to call him. So, we got more information on that. Also, could there possibly be a new Battle Royale? Do we need a new Battle Royale? I think that's a better question. Yeah, right? And is a game that was terrible not terrible anymore? We got to get into that. And, you know, some other fun stuff. So, but without further ado, we got to talk about what we've been gaming. Why don't we start with Mike? Mike, what have you been gaming on this past week?
Right. This week was full of a lot of Splatoon. Last weekend was the Splatfest event. The team changed it up a little bit this year by offering three things you can vote on. In like previous Splatfests, it was always picking between like one or two things, like peanut butter and jelly, or things like Coke and Pepsi, or like different things like that, like waffles versus pancakes and stuff. Sure. Like that. So, in order to, I guess get more engagement, because in the previous games, all the fans would vote for whichever like Inkling DJ host who like presents the game to you, and they would always just side with the team who had like the cutest DJ. So if like the cuter girl voted for like, I prefer flying instead of buses, everybody would follow the cute character over to buses.
Gotcha.
So this time they gave you three things to choose from, and this year's theme, or this the theme for the first Splatfest of Splatoon 3 was, if you're stranded on a desert island, what will you be bringing? And it was like food, gear or fun, so like games and such.
Sure.
And me, my wife, and my sister played on Team Fun, and
yeah, he did.
Our squad.
Who needs food? I mean, like, seriously, who needs food anyway, right?
You don't need to eat. I mean, at this point, we're going to evolve into photosynthesis, at least before the sun's blotted
sure,
out.
Sure, sure.
So we picked Team Fun, and our team was in the lead. And then at the halfway point, they decided to throw a wrench into the ordeal. So you can battle, like, three teams. So when I first heard the announcement that the Splatfest were going to offer, like, free-for-all with, like, all three teams battling each other, I thought that it was just going to be, okay, three four-on-four teams are going to, like, drop into the map, and it's just going to be three colors of paint and a lot of mayhem. No, that's not what they did. What they did was they took the team that was in the lead, sandwiched them in between the two losers, and you pretty much just got your ass kicked in.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to us. We ended up losing after the weekend because, well, the deck was stacked in our favor. So we pretty much won, like, most votes, but the overall reward went to Team Gear. So,
Gear. Yeah, that's what I read. Yeah.
Yeah, and of food, Team Food was doing so bad, we didn't even get matched up with them.
well, that's good. But, so you weren't last, is really what you're trying to say. You were second.
Pretty much. but I take umbrage with second place because it's like being told you're the number one loser.
Yeah, you're the first loser. That's what it means. Yeah,
exactly.
Unless you're in the Olympics, I feel like there's a different moniker with that, but...
Oh yeah,
I've never been in the Olympics.
Silver medal, if you get bronze, it's like, yeah, all right, I got something. But if you get that silver, it's pretty satisfying. Unless you're that one runner that lost by that like nose hair length, and then it's just like 7 years of training for that.
Well, four. Come on.
Yeah. Pretty salty. I also tried a little bit of a Deathloop.
Yes. I'm so glad you did. We should talk about this for sure. What did you think?
Yeah. I like it, except two things. I had two problems, and I don't know if you had these issues too. One, because I was playing the cloud version, I kept getting booted off.
Oh, I didn't have that. I didn't have that. Problem.
Okay, so my internet's trash then.
You should download it then, yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to, but they wanted me to pay for it for some reason, which is weird, because I have Game Pass Ultimate. And
that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, make sure you don't pay for that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go down that rabbit hole unless I can look through my options. So
that's funny. So wait, you could play it on the cloud, but if you want to download it, they were gonna charge you? You gotta look into that, man.
Yeah, it was freaking weird. That's not the first game it did that with. It also did it with Dodgeball Academia.
Hmm.
They said that I couldn't access this game unless I paid for it. I already downloaded it. It's on my it's on my window of apps.
You should make sure your Game Pass is still active. Well, then again, yeah, you played on the cloud, so I don't know. That's weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm totally boomering a lot of this stuff. Yeah. I need to look into a lot of it. It's interesting because I do like the way this game plays. It feels like a smoother version of you ever played Dishonored?
Yeah, of course.
It feels like a smoother version of that.
All right.
Back when I played Dishonored, though, I actually couldn't play the game because it had this weird strobe effect when moving the camera around that gave me like legit headaches.
Oh. Okay.
And I experienced that a little bit here with the movement because. It kind of rocks with the physics, which I do like because it feels better than like other like most first person games where it just feels like you're on like a scooter and you don't move naturally.
Yeah, yeah.
that's always striking for me. But you could only play as Colt. I guess once you beat Colt's path, you will then get to play as Juliana's.
No, I think as long as you play, as long as you enter as Colt, then you can play online. I think so.
Really?
So I'm not even close to beating it as far as Colt's side. So I think I could just jump in. I haven't tried it yet, but I haven't played with anyone yet. So.
Oh, And like when you die, I was getting a little bit tilted because it does send you right back to the beginning.
Well, to honestly, I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. And the reason why I didn't hate it is because I'm used to a game called Dead Cells. And if you play Dead Cells, that's what happens. Yeah. If you die, you go back to the beginning. The coolest part is it's also like Dead Cells. You do get to kind of keep what you found. So that's, I do like that angle because like I was a little bit worried that I was just going to have to just start over, like completely over again. But no, thankfully not. I think the game is really fun. I'm actually really excited to play online. I just haven't done so yet because I've been kind of having fun, with the Colt side of things. So I love the dialogue between, Colt and what's the girl's name now?
Juliana.
Yeah. I love the dialogue between the two. They're just like, it's obvious that they were like a couple at one point. You know what I mean? And they're just like, they obviously love each other, but they hate each other. And it's like, it's kind of a good, repertoire between the two. But like, yeah, the game itself is pretty fun. You gotta love the first person, aspect of it. Now something I found out later playing it, that there is an aimbot or a, what do you call it, when it kind of helps you aim.
Auto assist?
Yeah, like auto assist. Thank you. Aimbot, whatever you call it. And like, I guess I didn't know that at first. And then when I kind of found it, I was like, oh, okay. But they can't be too far away. If they're like really far out, the auto assist doesn't work. So I like that. That's a good thing. I think that's a little better. I love sneaking up on people and kind of taking them out like that. And it was kind of threw me off though. I mean, it threw you off for like the movement, but it threw me off because I didn't know they were going to disappear after you killed them.
Yes.
So I was like, oh shit, freaky. They're gone.
Also, I don't know if it's on purpose, but when you get close to them, there's something inhuman about the way they move around.
Yes, I agree.
And it's pretty disturbing.
Yep.
But this is disturbing in a good way. I do like that aspect of it.
I think the weapons are right on. I'm having a lot of fun. I used the rapier, I believe. I think that's what it's called. It's just like a single shot. Like sniper rifle, if you will. But like, yeah dude, I've been cleaning up with that weapon for sure. And, and then obviously trying to sneak around, you know, in some games, sneaking around is a lot easier. In this game, it really isn't that easy to sneak around.
No,
because like you can get someone's attention, but you don't have bottles on you or something, you know, that you can throw. If you could pick up a bottle, but you literally have it the entire time, you can't like put it in your inventory. So like you have to have it and be ready to do it. But then that only distracts one person. So there's an aspect of the game that I'm still trying to figure out. You know, maybe I could put it in my inventory, but like it doesn't seem like it's working. So I don't know.
Yeah, there was a bottle that I picked up early on, and I thought, oh, okay, I'm just going to have this because there's clearly going to be opportunities to like stealth kill. And then I picked up the machete early on, and then I dropped the bottle.
Right. So I was like, okay, so I guess you can't put the bottle. All right. So then I thought, okay. All right. So we're on the same page with that then.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a guy that they're provided for. But yeah, Arcane, great job with this. This actually has me feeling a little bit better for Redfall.
I kind of agree with that. I'm so glad you mentioned that. That's kind of the point I was going to get to because, there was a lot of hype about this game. A lot of hype about, you know, like leading up to this, like this was going to be the game, whatever. Right before it came out, I don't know, you could disagree with me or not, but like, it kind of fizzled out. The hype kind of fizzled out, like when it released. So for me, I was just like, well, there's other games I want to play. And I kind of put it on the back burner. I was just like, I'll get to it eventually. Then, you know, this past week they put it on Game Pass. So I'm like, well, that makes it easier and I'm totally going to play it now. So yes. And I'm glad I waited this long, but at the same time, I'm kind of not glad I waited. I'm kind of upset I waited because the game's actually really, really good. So yeah.
Yeah, same. I'm gonna do the same thing. It's a different studio, but I'm doing the same thing with like Ghostwire Tokyo when that ends up on like Game Pass.
Yep.
I'm gonna try it out then.
For sure.
It looked too freaking weird to just plop down and buy for $70 on your PS5.
Yeah.
So I know I'm gonna get back into it more. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this cloud only.
I'm gonna get to the bottom of this. Yeah.
The other game that I played this week was Kamijo Remilia Scarlet Symphony on the Nintendo Switch. This was a almost dirt old game from like 2004 or 2005 that was only released in Japan under a Toho project.
It's an RPG?
What's that?
It's an RPG?
It's almost like a Castlevania knockoff.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and I'm a giant sucker for Castlevania style games. I thought it was going to be a Symphony of the Night knockoff, but it's more linear than that because I love linear Castlevania more than the running around mansion.
Perfect.
Build. So it is.
Was it on the Switch? If you don't mind me asking.
$21.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
I think I got a flash sale on
worth it.
It might be $29.
Okay, $30 game. Yeah, worth it completely.
Because they cleaned it up, I think it's better. It's still steep for what it is. I feel like a game like that is probably $19 because like Infernax was what, $25?
Yeah.
Something like that, $19 to $25. I think asking for $30 for a game that's like 23 years old, that's pricey. Like you're hitting that like Square Enix Final Fantasy pixel remaster.
Tell that to the GTA guys at the right. They're still selling it for $80 or whatever. Yeah.
Man, it's the most influential Grand Theft Auto game ever. Why am I still paying like premium retail price for this?
Yeah.
This is nuts.
I mean, what Overwatch was what, 39?
Yes.
Overwatch 39. It's funny because like I ended up buying it like four times because I bought it for the PC, I bought it for the Xbox, I think I bought it for Link. A friend of ours. There's so many times I actually bought that game. So I mean, whatever. I guess at that point, what's a $30 game, right? When
pretty much. I mean, I've double dipped and triple dipped on games before. I probably own Art of Fighting and Street Fighter 2 maybe eight times over each.
Jeez. Okay. All right.
To the point that my wife makes fun of it.
All right. What is your thing this week, your retro reboot? I don't know why I couldn't think of it, what it was called. What is your thing? Yeah, what is this week's retro reboot?
This week's retro reboot, speaking of Capcom related games, I'm going to be reviewing Marvel vs. Capcom 2 on the arcade, Dreamcast, and PlayStation 2 versions. Probably one of the most influential and popular fighting games ever made.
I would agree. What do you like most about those games?
Accessibility. I think because they're easy to play, you can just jump in and like have a blast with them. I mean, I am a fan balance wise of the first game more, but the second game, like me and my older brother will still fight, like just like the Tekken Tag Tournament, we'll just go in and we'll just keep fighting each other in it. And it's a fun game to look at. The music, which I kind of hate and love the music at the same time.
This is from the first one, I believe, right?
Yeah, the second one goes for that jazz. So like anytime you hear "I want to take you for a ride,"
Capcom presents Marvel versus Capcom.
Like that, something like that,
and that slaps.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Well, cool. Okay, we'll look for that. That review will be on our website tomorrow around noon 1 o'clock is when Colonel Fancy puts that out there. So go check that out. GameFixShow.com. All right. Now that you know what we've been playing, obviously you guys can tell us what you've been playing. That would be awesome. We got a message from Bocephus. He says, Dismantle is an amazing couch co-op game that mixes loot and top-down RPG to make an excellent game. Okay, cool. Right on.
Nice.
Is that a challenge? Are you challenging us, Bocephus? Because we'll take it if you do. So,
is that on Game Pass?
Yeah, if it's on, well, if it, yeah, that makes it even easier if it is.
Right.
I'll play it tonight. All right. So, but there's some stuff going on. You know, I did mention briefly Grand Theft Auto. Not in this way, but in this way, Grand Theft Auto, obviously, last week we talked about it. There was a 17-year-old hacker that stole a bunch of new shit when it came to Grand Theft Auto, and it turns out he's from the UK, and the police have apprehended the fellow. So I guess he's not going to get what he wants now, right? Because, like, you know, he asked for a little quiche. I don't think it's going to happen now.
Yeah, right, Rockstar, you're gonna go ahead and give me a little bit of coin there for your details.
Was that, is that Australian? That is not British at all. What is that? Yeah, so anyway, yeah. So, yeah, the city police confirmed 17-year-old arrested over a hacking incident. Yeah. So this is one of those things where, okay, you put a bow on it. You got some... Now you have a felony, right? You have a felony under your name. Thankfully, he's 17. But I don't know. I don't know how the rules are in the UK as far as that goes. But that's too bad, bro. Maybe you should work on being a better hacker. I think that's really what it comes down to. Go ahead.
Did it say he was going to be working with, like, a network of people, and he's going to be in compliance with, like, finding some of the others? Which, that doesn't surprise me.
Well... Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because, I mean, that's going to get him a smaller. He might not be punished at all if he cooperates, as they say. Although, is he going to throw people under the bus?
You almost got him.
Yeah. I don't know. That's too bad. I mean, I get it. You don't want to go to jail, right? As a 17-year-old. So you comply. That's what you do. And then. Go to school for something that actually is legal or something.
Right. Take that tech and invest in something that you could actually, like, market or sell.
Yeah, seriously. Instead of, figure out all the people that are, they're cheating in games and fix that. Let's go.
Do
something, right? Like, do something that, like, will help the community as opposed of, I found this shit on GTA 6, pay me or I'll release more. What a dick. Like, okay, you're blackmailing. Great. Good job. So
and Rockstar's definitely going to take that well. I would say that they're probably no one's as strict as Nintendo when it comes to bringing the hammer down on people that, like, mess around with them. But you spread information on, you said it last week, probably the biggest video game news and release probably for the next couple of years. Shit's gonna happen to you. So whenever engineers and people do things like this, and I mean, not to really go on a tangent about, like, people that make, like, doctored games, like, using popular IPs, take that tech and actually invest in, like,
absolutely,
something like salvage. Because if you're going to just hack this company, all right, I don't personally give that much of a shit about the multi-million-dollar CEOs, but I do care about the engineers and the programmers and the people who work on this.
Sure, absolutely.
They're the ones that get disenfranchised, and that's the thing that pisses me off.
Yeah, I mean, it really, you know what? It's funny because, like, I'm glad you said that because, like, it hurts the community more than anything else. Like, you're not okay. Yeah, you might make a quick buck here and there, but, like, illegally, but you are essentially, like I said, hurting the community as a whole. Obviously, when it comes to a hacker, maybe you just don't care about that. Maybe that's just one thing that's, like, you know, it comes with the territory, right? Like,
right.
But yeah, it's just too bad, especially somebody like that's underage. That obviously, you know, you didn't get into this by yourself. This wasn't something that you just started, you know, like, I'm going to be a hacker. Like, you knew somebody that did, you learned from them, and that's how this all went down, right? Like, I find it hard to believe that this kid did it all himself. So yeah, there's got to be other people behind this, or at least in a way of that helped him get to where he's at, and that would probably help him not go to prison.
And yeah, they're perfectly okay with throwing him under the bus. So yeah. Great friends.
Yeah, put him in witness protection or something like that. I don't know. do hackers get shot by other hackers? Yeah, probably. Now that I think about it.
Snitches get glitches.
Is that what happens? Oh, I like it. Yeah. Embrace the glitch. That's what we do here. So, you know, good for that kid. You know, maybe this is a something that'll help him change his path moving forward.
Yes, this is a time for remedial and reflection.
I agree. Yes. On that note, let's go to the next thing. There's this game that everyone was very excited about at first, but then it sucked because it was awful, and then it was still awful, and it continued to be awful for like 2 years or something like that. And now it's good. Cyberpunk 2077. Apparently, its resurgence has cleared Witcher's 3 all-time concurrent players record. I almost find that hard to believe. I mean, Witcher 3 was such a giant game that, I mean, they didn't beat it by much, right? I mean, like, the concurrent was, what, 103 was all-time for Witcher, and now this one is 104?
Yeah.
So not by much, but jeez. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a big deal, right?
Especially given the time. Like, Witcher 3 is, what, 8 years old now?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Go ahead.
For that, like, bulk of numbers, that says a lot about what I think spearheaded this, and it was the Edgerunners anime. So there was a Netflix exclusive cyberpunk anime that, like, I think it ties into the game. Like, I never played the game, so I don't know how related the story is, but it's generally world building. And if there's any way to, like, boost your numbers with anything, because this happened with Final Fantasy in, like, the mid-late 90s, you put an influx of anime fans into a thing, and the shit explodes. And the anime, because I actually watched an episode of it, because, like, my timeline on Twitter was, like, flooded with it. And it was partially because of one character, Rebecca, this, like, little 13-year-old, like, cyber murderer girl. So she's a barely dressed child with a gun, and she blows people's heads off, and this caused like a surge in popularity. As far as the game itself, I've heard most of the bugs have been fixed.
Ooh.
But I don't know. It feels artificial to me.
Yeah. Like, well, that's funny you say that, because it is Cyberpunk. Like, there's a lot of, right? See, the bad taste that I had in my mouth is I did buy it. Did I get it day one? I think I did. It was a terrible mistake. Ooh,
really? Yeah.
No, I take that back. I did not get a day one, because of so many bullshit things. Yeah, that would be weird of me, because I'm always talking shit about, like, all these delays and stuff, which, by the way, I have some news about some other delays coming up, but we'll get to that. That's right. I ended up buying it for $10. Okay. At Best Buy. And it also came with the metal, case or whatever.
Oh, the steelbook,
right? So I was like, well, for $10, that's completely worth it. Even if it, you know, Bocephus said that he paid $5 for it. So there you go. So I bought it for $10, and I was like, well, hell, let's play this. And yeah, it was so buggy. It was so, oh my god, it was like, oh, it was nearly unplayable to the point where I couldn't play it. I would get to a certain point, and the game would crash. And then I would reload, I'd get to that same certain point, game would crash. And it was just like, okay, well, there you go. So I deleted the game. And then I never played it from there. So now it sounds like I need to re-download this game, and let's go. Let's go. Treat this game like it's brand new? Maybe?
Nope, play through it. At least it happened with, Hello Games. Hello Games. No Man's Sky. It happened with No Man's Sky.
Like, absolutely. And now No Man's Sky is one of the best, like virtual space games there are out there. It really is. It's, I mean, if you get into it now, there's a lot to learn, you know, as opposed to, like, day one. Because that game I did buy day one. I know that for a fact.
Same.
Yeah, yeah. And the cool thing about that is, you know, when it came to PlayStation, they actually implemented it and you could play it on the PSVR. So like playing that in VR was pretty awesome. That was a lot of fun. We're going on a tangent on another game. But yeah, when it comes to Cyberpunk, I'm interested to get back into it. I'm interested to see what has been cleaned up. Are there anybody walking on the street? Because when I played it, it was a ghost town.
It looked like L.A. Noir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. It was like, where is everybody? You know, so, yeah. But I guess I get it, right? Yeah. Oh, that's true. You know what, Bocephus, you're right. Cyberpunk is a storage space whore. So I'll probably have to delete a game or two to actually put it on there. What is it now? It's like 90? Is that 90 gigs?
God, I last checked, it was like 68 gigabytes, and I thought, all right, this game's a beast. Yeah. At 90, if you have just a base PS4, kiss your data goodbye.
Yeah, PS4 is 117.
Oh my god.
Xbox Series X and S is 86. Yeah.
Can Nintendo please share their data crunching techniques with these other?
I don't want their techniques. Yeah. Oh, it's 128? 128 for what is that? PS5? Josephus? PS5? Oh man. I don't even know if I even want to download that. That's so crazy big. I mean that's like Warzone big. You know.
Yeah, I think it's bigger.
Yeah, I think it is. Shit, dude. Yeah,
like you have to move everything to the freaking cloud just to install the game.
Unreal, man. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe we'll see. I couldn't even download it in one sitting. It would like download half of it, and then I'd have to turn the system off and come back to it. So I guess that's something I'm gonna have to just plan for, right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, good. Good for them. You know. Good for Keanu Reeves, I guess. Oh, yeah, you forgot that Keanu Reeves is in the game.
You know what? The game was dragged through so much shit. I was actually about to say, like, who was the guest or anything? Was it Neil McDonough? Like, oh, yeah, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves. Sure. Maybe Neil McDonough was in it. I don't even remember. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, probably is. He's in everything. It almost feels like that, like, after the death of Dennis Hopper, like Neil McDonough is now your go-to bad guy.
I'm cool with that. He's got a good bad guy look. I'm into it. Yeah. I mean, actually, I just saw a movie with him in it. What movie? I can't even remember. Anyway, all right. Here. Let's go to this. So when it comes, you know, we talked about a little bit of Xbox there. When it comes to the Xbox Series X, apparently Logitech has a new ad for headphones. The Astro A30. They do not pay us, but I'll at least tell you what they are. So, and in this ad, in the background of this ad, is something that we haven't seen before. Obviously, there's been rumors about a redesign when it comes to the Xbox Series X. You know, we're all kind of like figuring out, like, okay, well, what could it be? It's got to be another color, right? It's got to be another color. Well, it turns out here, here's a snapshot of the ad. In the background, you can see, what do you see right there, Mike?
That looks like a white Series X.
A white Series X. Yeah, I got a little close-up on it for you. So I guess that is our sneak peek of what Xbox is cooking up for us. A white Xbox Series X. Whoa! Now the question is, are they going to make a black Xbox Series S?
You would almost think that they would have to.
That's what I'm thinking. I know, and I'm like kind of disappointed because I wanted a black system because it kind of fits my motif.
Yeah.
But it does. What do you want from me? But then again, I have a white PlayStation 5, so I guess it's fine, whatever. But yeah, it's interesting. It's weird that this type of thing happens because, like, I mean, this didn't come from Xbox. This was not an Xbox ad, but man, it was obviously okayed by Microsoft, right? Yeah. Like this kind of shit just isn't happenstance. Like, everyone's got to approve an ad, especially if your product is in it. I mean, and that goes with, well, as you can see, the PlayStation 5 there too.
Right. I think those are like Yeti mics. So that means, so yeah, they're contacting these companies for approval. Mm-hmm. So Xbox is trying to say, yes, we have no plans for a white Series X.
Oh, come on.
Oh, shit.
Come on. It's right there. It's right there in black and white, or just white. I don't know. Whatever.
Right. Yeah. Like, we know these companies like doing, like, limited edition releases. And I'm with you. I actually don't mind the kind of off-black look of the original one. And for like, a while, I kind of had a problem with, like, that, like, sort of string of consoles where it's just, like, solid black consoles. Like, I kind of want something with a little bit of flair. That's why the PS5 kind of appealed to me initially, because it looks freaking weird.
Yeah, it's different. It's definitely different. That's a good point. You know what? Yeah, that's right on. Bosifa said, didn't they introduce the Series X Elite 2 controllers? Yes, they did. So that would make sense that there it would match with the white console, right? Like that would complete the set, if you will.
Certainly, yeah. And there's people that will. I mean, I'm a little bit. I have a little bit of OCD about that. I have a white Xbox One, but I've got like
a blue one. Ooh.
Solid blue controller, and I actually love the way this controller looks.
Actually, that's kind of sweet looking. I like that a lot. Yeah.
I love this.
I like
one.
That it's dark blue though. Like in the that is sweet. I like that.
I'm yeah. Good. And that's like one of the coolest looking controllers that I've seen. And some of the PS5 controllers, like they have some pretty neat colors to them.
I agree.
Yeah, I kind of like the way the like blue trim on like the on that dual sensor bar. It kind of like vaguely lights up. It's not as like obtuse as like the old light that was on the front.
Yeah.
It like really accommodates the colors. Really
I see.
Well.
I like the PlayStation 5 controllers because there's two colors. It's the black stripe that goes underneath it, and then it's the color around it. So I really think they kind of nailed it when it comes to that. But
yeah, know,
whatever. They're just controllers. It doesn't even matter. Like when you're playing the game, are you looking at your controller other than like what button am I pushing? But like if you're a seasoned gamer, you know you're not looking at your fingers, right? Like. Most of us aren't, right? Like, I don't really do that, but...
Like, you have to be some kind of game wizard if you're just, like, ogling the controller and you're just destroying people on screen.
Yeah, no one looks at the controller. But, yeah, I get it. If you, like, hang it on the wall, make it look nice and everything, I guess you kind of want it to fit your motif. Well, I guess I did say that my motif is, like, mostly black, so I kind of wanted that, but what are you going to do?
Right.
What are you going to do? Maybe it's good with the little pop of white. Just...
Yeah, it'd be neat. I think that was almost why I was going to get like a Series S because it's white will kind of accommodate my.
Like I have an Xbox One S, and it's white. Okay, because that's the only color they came in.
Yeah.
But I ended up getting like a black sticker like that fit. You know, and I just.
Oh really?
So I kind of like made my own, right? Like whatever. Why don't they do
nice.
That? Yeah, you know, obviously it was like off-brand. It wasn't even Microsoft, whatever it was. Honestly, what it was my wife didn't like it because it was white and everything else that we had was black. And she's like, "This kind of looks bad." And so I was like, "All right." So I figured out and put a sticker on it. And she was like, "Oh, I like it." And then it worked out. And I was like, "Okay, well, I don't really care." So
yeah, because like, if it's sitting there on like your sleek entertainment stand, and then there's just a sore thumb just sticking out there in the middle, it bugs you.
Yeah. So, well, yeah. There you go. All right. A white Xbox Series S, X. Excuse me.
X.
The S is already there. The white. So look for that. That you heard it here first, or maybe you read it somewhere else, but yeah, maybe you heard it here first. So, how about this? So. You've heard of 343, right? Studios. They make a little game called Halo. Okay. There's a rumor going around right now, and I really want to hear your take on this. They are rumored to be making Halo Infinite Battle Royale. Where are we at with this? Do we need a Battle Royale game? And the better question is, do we need a Halo Battle Royale game?
I don't know if Halo's the right medium for Battle Royale, just with how the game plays.
Right.
I feel like with like the way that it sorties and its like philosophy on armor and damage, I'm not sure if Battle Royale is the right fit for it. It'll certainly be interesting because I don't think that you could like Warzone or like Fortnite Battle Royale with it. I think it's kind of like team-based structure. works well enough. I do remember hearing them working on that. That was, God, maybe 2 years ago? I feel like that was a thing. So, I mean, I also feel like you're kind of late to the game. Like, Battle Royale is kind of like an overstuffed medium right now. How many players can you, like, really diversify with it? We saw Battlefield try to do it. They still can't really figure out Battle Royale. Call of Duty, hey, let's make Vanguard and get people off of our free-to-play Battle Royale game. Hey, that didn't freaking work. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing this is probably another attempt to just sort of bolster any kind of enthusiasm for Halo Infinite, which I feel like there's a little bit of an exaggeration about the fate of this game. Like, people are saying that it's dead, they should just scrap it. I feel like this game was caught too much between being built to, like, work with cross-generation, that's something that's held it back, and B, the pandemic really put a stranglehold on this game.
Most games, sorry. But yeah, yeah.
Excuse me. So, if the idea is that we're going to try and do this because we're not able to get couch co-op, which again, I don't think people really care that much about couch campaign co-op. They mostly care about, like, the online and Forge.
Yeah, I would say as far as, like, the majority of people, yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah, so it's probably just going to be something to be a feature. If it works, cool. Halo's lifeblood is online play. So if Battle Royale gives them an option, it really is more of a luxury than a necessity. And I just kind of see them, like, flexing flexing what they have to work with here. I really think it's a bit of an overreach. Now, can you focus on making it feel like a complete game first?
Like a Halo reach? Is that? I'm just kidding.
I'm a moron. Well played, good sir.
I'm a moron. Yeah, I tend to agree. I mean, at this point, there is, as you know, there is a giant Halo following out there. So I think this is something that they're definitely going to move forward with. I think it's something that a lot of people are going to embrace. I think it's going to be big. I do. I don't think we need it, but I think it's going to be big. I really do. I think when it comes to anything that has the label Halo on it, it's going to get bought, A. And B, I mean, it's like that trusted name, right? It's like when you hear Halo, you're like, you know what it is. That used to be the same with, like, Gears of War, but that's no longer the case anymore. But when it comes to, implementing a game like that, yeah, maybe, Bosavis could be onto something. He could be, like, an Apex clone. I guess that could work. Do we need an Apex clone? I guess that's the same question as do we need a Halo Battle Royale? I don't know. This is something that obviously they're going to move forward with. Most rumors are true, right? Like rumors are created in fact, right? Like there's a percentage that's a fact. So I would say look for it, expect it, play it. If you're into Halo, definitely play it. This could be something great, or it could just be another thing that just gets lost in the shuffle. I know that, duh, of course, could be one or the other, but, like, seriously, it really could be. It really could be great, but I guess
I played a bit of Halo Infinite. I mean, I think it plays fine. It just it needs just a couple of more tweaks, and it's kind of there.
Yeah, but, yeah. It'd be interested to see, I'd be interested to see how the amount of players, know what I mean? Like you just said it. Yeah. Like the amount of players, like, from Apex and Warzone or all the other, battle royale games. I almost said, what's the other one? Battlegrounds. Remember that
game? Players Unknown.
Oh yeah. Fortnite. That was another one. Ew, Fortnite. Ugh. But yeah, but which Fortnite is still, like, one of the most played game out there today. But it's king when it comes to Battle Royale. So will Halo take players away from them?
I think it'll bring Halo players back who are waiting for it to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
I don't know how much, like, I don't know how much you're going to pull from other communities, although it is probably easy to pull from the Apex Legends communities. Those people, I think they fickle. Hate themselves
almost as much as they hate the game. So. I agree.
Give me a Titanfall 3 respawn.
Yeah. Jeez. I mean, like, you know, the rumor kind of went out, I think it was out in a tweet or something like that, like in January that they were talking about this, but now it's more of, see, rumors turn into truths. So this, I think this is something that they're going to move forward with. And the question is, will they charge a separate for it or will it be free? Because that's the smart way to do it.
I think they should do free.
Yeah, you pay for the Halo game. You could play Halo, right? You play for Halo. You pay for Halo, but then you get the Battle Royale for free.
Yeah.
It comes with it.
Then there's going to be that community. They're still a ripoff. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, let those guys cry. That's really, it's fine with me. So, all right, let's talk about some delays because this is kind of what this stems off of, right? But the first thing I want to talk about is Oxenfree. Have you ever played Oxenfree?
I haven't had a chance to play this one.
Oh, dude, you should completely play Oxenfree. That game is so much fun and so weird and creepy. And, like, I can't even, it's hard to describe. I don't know if someone in the chat room has played the game and can commiserate with me here, but Oxenfree was one of the more fun games, unexpectedly fun games that I've played for sure. They just announced, well, not just announced, but they announced pretty recently Oxenfree 2, Lost Signals. But they just put out that it has been delayed to 2023. Now, the reason why I'm not worried about that, as I usually am when it comes to delays, is this is the first delay. The first delay doesn't bother me, especially coming off of a game that was so good and so, like, it was so pure. It was such a fun game to play that I say, yes, take your time with the second one. We'll see in 2023. Like, because I want this game to be good, because the first one was that good. It really was. I played through it, and I beat the game. So, yeah. If you haven't played Oxenfree, I'm telling you, it's so weird, but it's so good. It really is.
I'm, like, looking at a little bit of it. Do you remember Heart of Darkness on the PS1?
Yes.
Aspects of it kind of put me on that. It's like that kid running away from, like, nightmares with the help of his dog. It's kind of like the sort of puzzle style game, a little bit like Oddworld Abe's Odyssey crossed with a little bit of Prince of Persia Out of This World.
I'm looking at it, Heart of Darkness. Yes, I do remember this game. Oh yeah, totally. Yeah,
That's like kind of what Oxenfree reminds me of. The more I look of it here, and this actually looks kind of badass.
This was turn based, though, right? Heart of Darkness was turn based, I believe.
Yeah.
This Oxenfree is not. It's strange. It's the strange and unusual, if you will.
Yeah. This looks pretty rad. I think I might dig this.
Yeah, dude. It's pretty cool. You should definitely play it, and I challenge you to play it for next week. How's that? Boom. How you like that? I do the challenges now. I do the challenges now. Okay, well, when it comes to delays, I just wanted to mention that. At this point, there are you ready? 58 AAA delays right now. It's a big number. It's a big fucking number. Stalker 2, Dying Light 2 for the Switch, I believe, though. So who gives a shit about that? Suicide Squad, of course. The Settlers, Oddballers, Halo Infinite Co-op Campaign. Forspoken, Advance Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp. EA Sports PGA Tour, because that was delayed from last spring to next spring. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's Suns, a while.
Yeah, that's a complete year on a sports game. That's kind of unheard of. But yeah, Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Witcher 3 Next Gen, which I don't even know what that is.
I think they're just taking the old game and putting it on the new hardware.
Okay, Redfall, Starfield, of course. Dying Light 2 Story DLC. I'm not going to name them all, obviously. Prince of Persia, Sands of Time remake, but apparently that is not delayed. That is just gone. That's what I've heard, but.
Yeah, I'm sure it's dead.
Yeah. We've had this conversation on the show before when it comes to delays. It's still happening and it's still being affected. COVID has affected this. There's no avoiding it. Like it's going to be like that, which I keep saying that studios need to plan better when it comes to this, because all they're doing is hurting their sales at the end of the day. And they need to give their workers more time. I get that they need to make money. That's fine. I 100% understand that. But if you don't watch it, it's going to be like another cyberpunk. You know what I mean? Where it's going to be great, but then it's not, and it's completely bad. So, Borderlands 3. I mean, I can go on and on when it comes to like delayed games that came out that weren't that good. All I'm saying is they just need to plan their releases better. They need to give their workers more time. They're just human, man. So
when you're trying to meet deadlines, all that's going to end up happening is they're doing that mostly to like appease shareholders,
of course.
And you're trying to appease shareholders, but you're not giving people enough time to adequately work on games, and that's why you hear about like crunch. You can push as much crunch as you want, and some of these companies even brag about it. But what ends up happening, the game's going to come out with glitches because you've got people dead tired working on these games.
Yep. You're not going to get a quality like result because of that.
Yeah. So like. It makes people feel like, because you no longer really hear outrage anymore. Now it seems like the fans, it's just kind of like a begrudging acceptance. And I think what's probably even more offensive is the effects of COVID. They haven't gone away. I just assumed that it feels like the industry just assumed that, oh, well, once people are vaccinated and whatever, we'll get right back to where we were. Nope, it's not happening. Mm-hmm. And that exposes a flaw in how development is handled. You're just seeing more names being added to the list, and it's not going to get lightened. Not to mention that, like, the hardware, it's again, like, some of these other games are, like, tied to, like, previous gen. Cut that freaking cord. Stop developing games for PS4 and Xbox One. I know that people are, I know that people don't want them to let go of this, but, like, I mean, Xbox has already said that they're not going to be manufacturing Xbox Ones anymore because they want you to buy the Series X. And if you want a game like Gotham Knights or Marvel Midnight Suns, and if you think it's like a crime that they're not being put on old consoles, then I'm afraid you're just being a little bit selfish. Going back to Halo, yeah, people are dogpiling on like 343 for like practically killing Halo. You're asked to make a game that's going to function on dated, antiquated hardware.
Yep.
So it's just a mess. It's a mess.
Well, I mean, you said it yourself when it comes to the shareholders, you're trying to appease them, and that's that is also hurting the gaming industry because they're trying to meet a certain quota, and man, sometimes you just release shit.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Like the industry's held by like maybe 3-4 give or take blockbuster exclusives. Yeah. Like game sales are still fine. I think mostly because the fans are marks and they're just going to buy in and buy everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some truth behind that for sure. Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. It's weird. All right, let's move on for some delayed games because it's sad. I think it's sad news. This is actually kind of fun. Did you ever watch Ted Lasso?
I've caught like a little bit of it.
Okay. All right. It's so funny. It's so good. It's so smart. I'm not really into like sport shows or whatever, but it's so, it's like, it's just a great, great show. Well,
yeah, it,
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry.
No, no, no.
It kind of nails that. Do you remember those old comic strips, Tank McNagara, in like the funny papers? It was kind of sports-ish related, and that's what like Ted Lasso kind of reminded me of, like, two episodes I saw of it.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, they just announced AFC Richmond are making their debut in EA Sports FIFA 23, which is a perfect fit. It's an absolute perfect fit. The fact that it took them this long to figure this out and to put him in the game, I just think it's very cool. I was just a big fan of the show. So, and it's funny, I don't even play FIFA, but this is like almost making me want to buy the game just so I could coach the team as Ted Lasso. I don't know. I don't even know how that works. Like,
like, will he be calling plays that he ran in the show?
I don't know. The plays are crazy too. They're pretty funny. Like, there's one play where they just do that. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Yeah, yeah. So I just wanted to throw it out there, but I don't know. I just thought it was kind of cool. I think that's yeah. I think it's very cool. What is that on Apple TV? Yeah, that's probably why a lot of people haven't seen it, because you don't have Apple TV. Yeah. A lot of people don't, but yeah, that is what it is. So. But look for it. I'm telling you, you'll laugh your fucking ass off. Other than that, when it comes to movies and stuff, they just announced The Neverending Story to be released in 2024. I'm guessing this is a reboot.
I trust it is. I mean, it was bound to happen. I've always been open minded to reboots. I mean, most of them suck, but I always say if something can like give a chance to work with whatever source material and respin it, now's like the time for it. Fantasy epics, while probably not as in demand as they were at the height of like Lord of the Rings, I think people are still open minded for it. So. This is, of course, also playing off of nostalgia because Hollywood is plumb out of ideas.
It's usually how that goes, isn't it? I'm interested to see how this goes. I don't know. Will this be a theater movie or will this be straight to Disney Plus? I think it might see the theater.
That's a good question. I don't know if they trust this enough to put it in theaters. I would be surprised. I mean, they just randomly released Pinocchio on Disney Plus.
That's a good point. It's a great point. So then it's probably just straight to Disney Plus. It's like now it's like straight to video. You know how like it used to be like a shitty movie is just straight to video. And like it didn't even hit the theater, and you knew. You're like, oh, I was kind of excited about that movie, but now I know I'm not because it went straight to video. So yeah, so this is kind of like straight to video nowadays, right? Maybe.
I think
we've gotten some quality shit on some streaming channels though. So who knows?
Yeah, I mean, that movie Nobody that wasn't in theaters, and that movie was awesome. So
yeah,
sometimes you get like a winner, and other times you're gonna get garbage.
Right. Yeah, and then you get the people that are upset because like how dare they make the Little Mermaid black? Who fucking cares?
That what? Mermaid can't be black, says the same people that had a white guy being cast as Jesus.
But, yeah, I know, right? Thank you. Not that we're getting in anything, you know, too religious here, but yeah.
Johnny Depp played an Indian.
Yeah. I mean,
no outrage over that.
I mean, what's his name was the last samurai, and he's what?
Tom Cruise.
Wait a minute, that doesn't make no fucking sense. Keanu Reeves was Ronin 47, right? Or
yeah, Keanu Reeves, he's about as Japanese as a pickup truck.
Thank you. Like, what is happening? So, whatever, it's fine. Yeah, anyway. Nobody. Oh, yeah, Nobody. What a fucking awesome movie that was. Have you seen that yet? Nobody?
Yes.
That's a that's so much fucking. That's like, crazy.
I miss those kinds of action movies.
That's the type of movie that I watch with my father because he loves action flicks. So I was like, you got to watch this movie, and it's only an hour and a half. It's a fucking sweet movie, and it's like quick. So if you're into like some crazy action, like some John Wick action, I'm telling you, I'm not even kidding. Yeah, nobody's awesome. Nobody's so good. Oh, and they are making a sequel. Thank you, Vosifus. Yeah, that's sweet. Awesome. I'm into that completely. All right, another thing I wanted to update you guys on when it comes to Marvel, I got some Marvel stuff. Now, this is a rumor. Although it's gaining some traction, Sir Ian McKellen will return as Magneto in Secret Wars. I'm in. Let's go. It's time. I mean, obviously, you know, when it came to the Ms. Marvel show, they mentioned mutations. So mutants are coming. Mutants are coming. Mutants are coming. They're coming to the MCU. A matter of how. Obviously, you know, the last Doctor Strange movie, we had Professor X in it. So we had a little taste of it. Obviously, it was in a different universe, but we still got a mutant, and we need more. We need more.
Yeah, they're pretty much saying all bets are off.
Yeah.
Quicksilver made that cameo in WandaVision.
Even though they totally said that it's not him.
Right.
It makes zero sense. I don't know why they would say that.
Just leave it ambiguous. Don't try and like swerve people like
that. Yeah, just say, I don't know. Just leave it at that. You know what I mean? You're like, this is totally, you know, because it might not happen, and that's okay too, because we said, I don't know. You
know what I mean? Like, it's better than just lying.
Yeah. I don't know. Did they lie? Who knows? Who knows? But Sir Ian McKellen, let's go. I mean,
I'm down for that. I guess Fassbender's not going to be back in the role. I actually like this Magneto.
That's, me too. But can I, without, I hope he lasts that long. Oh, that's
terrible. I mean,
come on, we all thought that, right? We all thought that. Like, bold prediction: Black Adam will do more for DC than Wonder Woman. I'm hearing Black Adam is terrible. It's getting terrible reviews. So, yeah, I don't know, man. That's quite a bold prediction. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
I think its box office will probably do well because of Dwayne Rock. The Johnson Rock.
Whatever his name is.
The guy from Fortnite.
Yeah, it's the guy from Fortnite. Yeah. Who knows?
I haven't looked up anything else about the movie. I'm just going to go see it with like as like
no expectations. Just
yeah.
That's probably the way to do it, right? That's when it comes to DC movies. No, bad reviews mean bad reviews. Not it does not mean good movie.
Moron.
More times than not, bad reviews actually mean that. So we'll keep that in mind.
Because I mean, if you let that fester too much,
it's not just one source. Keep that in mind too.
Right.
If it was just one source, I would be like, okay, you know, that's good. I mean, no. It's like everyone that's seen it, it's like. So we'll see. I'm still gonna see it, of course. You know, like. I'd like to see Black Adam with Shazam. I don't know, the whole feeling of Shazam and Black Adam are two different feelings, right? Shazam is kind of silly, Black Adam's kind of serious. I don't know. We'll see.
But yeah, what watching these meet in the middle, it's going to be freaking weird. Yeah. So it might be people are just enamored with like The Rock's performance, but you can perform well while being surrounded by shit. As a fan of the Street Fighter movie, I know this.
That's terrible. All right. Last but certainly not least, this rumor. I love talking rumors. It's kind of fun because it could happen. Whatever. Blade. The new Blade movie apparently will take place between 1900 and 1980.
I dig that change.
Which means that if it's as early as 1900, then he would be before Captain America, right?
Making him the...
No, he's not. But Blade's not an Avenger. So you can't say that.
He worked with them, but it wasn't
like my wife is like, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Wait, so he's 80 years old? I was like, babe, he's a vampire. And she's like, oh yeah, he's a vampire. I forgot. Like, no, that's fine. Like, I honestly, I probably would have thought of that too. Like, wait a minute, why is it such long? Like, oh yeah, it doesn't matter how long it is. He's a fucking vampire. Right. But yeah, like, I mean, I'm looking forward to the new Blade as well. Marshall Ali, is that how you say his name? Marshall Ali. Yeah, he's awesome. He was in the movie Alita: Battle Angel or whatever.
Oh yeah,
which wasn't a terrible movie. It was kind of a, I don't know, it was kind of corny, the movie, but the action in the movie was fucking awesome. He was cool as hell. And then you had a creepy what's his name in the top, Ed Norton with the weird glass. I was like, holy shit. I had no idea it was Ed Norton to the very end. I was like, that is fucking Ed Norton.
I love the fact that Edward Norton is now doing that Jeremy Irons thing.
I love it.
The late 90s. I love it. Taking up weird ass roles.
Yeah. He's like the new age Nicolas Cage, too. Like, let's go.
Yes.
I love it. So, yeah. And apparently, they're talking about doing a sequel to Alita. So. Which would be cool. Oh,
that's promising. Like, yeah. I liked it. I enjoyed it. Like, for like an anime, for an American adaptation of an anime, I think that they nailed it better than a lot of others.
I dug it.
Along with the overhated Speed Racer, that movie ruled.
And then her father, Christoph Waltz. He's one of my favorite actors. Yeah. So I'm like kind of like, okay, let's go. Let's do this. Let's do another one. So glad her boyfriend died. He was a piece of shit. So fuck that guy.
Right?
Oh, did I just ruin it? Whatever. Fuck you. Fuck anyone.
Yeah, there's probably like 2,000 people that have seen the movie. Yeah, probably. So.
All right. Well, we're not going to talk She-Hulk this week. We're going to wait till Verlaine gets here so we can all talk together. Andor, the new Star Wars series has come out. I've watched the first episode. I don't know if you have ventured into that. I don't know. It was kind of slow.
I have not checked it out yet, but I've been bitten by the last three Star Wars TV shows. And other than The Mandalorian, which I'm nervous about.
Well, Andor is getting really good reviews. It really is. And but I saw the first episode and it's kind of slow. So, but you know how these things go. You have to get to like episode two or three to like actually get going. They released the first three, so I got to get to that. So I'm guessing there's a reason for that. That why they released the first three, because it probably doesn't get going until three. So
yeah, maybe if you stop treating your writing like starting an old Buick.
How it goes.
It's like maybe reception would be better. Yeah, it feels like Moon Knight's the one show that like nailed meticulous pacing.
Oh my god, that show is weird. I don't know. You know what show I need to watch again? I know we're just going off on a tangent right now. I need to watch Loki again.
I do too. I don't remember it.
God, it was so good. It was so good and so weird, and I'm sure I missed fucking most of it. I missed every fucking thing about it, but like, yeah, it was good. So, all right. Anything else you want to add for the good people out there?
There was a tiny bit of news with a new Silent Hill game. It's been rated in Korea, so it can now be kind of confirmed that a new Silent Hill from Konami is on
the boom. Okay, that's actually big news. Okay, yeah. Okay. Because we thought that Silent Hill would never see the light of day.
Yeah, let's say you give these companies enough time, and like Capcom revived their reputation. It's true. It can happen with Konami too.
Yeah.
Capcom presents.
Sorry, I just leave it at that. All right, there's one thing left to do, other than thank you for everyone that joined us live. Do appreciate that. Thank you everybody that has downloaded the episode. Please tell your friends. Tell at least one person. Let's get one more download this week. We do appreciate it. Check us out, gamefixshow.com. More articles up on gamefixshow.com, as well as an early look at the Onimusha Musha anime.
Onimusha.
Yeah, that
it's like that old samurai game that Capcom made that was going to be Resident Evil, and then they just went, we'll just make it in the Onimusha. Yeah.
And we got like a Mario teaser kind of, but not really, just a picture.
Yeah, like there's going to be a trailer coming New York Comic Con.
Of course. So look for that. Check out all of those article plus more. The website gamefixshow.com. So wait, what was that?
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
See ya.
Welcome to the future.
else, turd nuggets?
Hi, this is comedian and writer, and let's be honest, I do a lot of things. This is Dean Archipotis, the host of Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Yes, we drink and talk about whiskey, but we do so much more with so many interesting people. For example, we talk to comedians like Greg Warren.
You know, I don't want to brag, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. You know, I think the pause right there is probably more important than the word.
Amazing athletes like boxing champion Buster Douglas.
When a fighter's down and he's looking for his mouthpiece instead of trying to get up.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, yeah, right?
And yes, Bigfoot chasers.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? And if so, does he really eat beef jerky?
The Bigfoot thing is people have seen these, and I've seen a lot of compelling evidence about it.
It's Whiskey Business with Dean Archipotis. Join us for what we call a good conversation with a good pour. You really can't ask for much more than that, can you, people? Check us out at WhiskeyBusinessPod.com, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.